MSNBC's Deutsch, Trump voters no different than white nationalists, Trump a man with Nazi tendencies. By Jeff Poor on July 19, 2019. Friday on MSNBC's morning show, network host Donnie Deutsch went all in on his President Donald Trump Nazi Germany analogy, and took it as far as to liken Trump voters to white nationalists. Deutsch said Trump supporters no longer get to hide behind the economy, indicating they must choose sides and outright disavow Trump. I want people to go back and look at Nazi Germany in the 1930s, but the parallels are stunning, stunning, he said. And, oh, it can't happen here, it can't happen here. It can happen here. And I want to challenge people, I did this the other day. I want to challenge people of means. I'm not talking about people who need a job, and Trump can get it for them. You know he's good for the economy and good for Israel. By the way, he would throw Israel overboard if it was bad for them. Do not kid yourself. And you know, you own it now. If you're a person who votes for Donald Trump, you're no different than if you're watching on the subway five white nationalists berate an African American's woman saying, "Go back to where you came from." And then you hid, and you put your head down. You can't hide behind the economy anymore, Deutsch continued. You own it. You don't get to do that anymore. I think that's critical. You know, it's interesting. We keep talking about race. We keep always talking about minorities. It's on white people. It really, really is. You don't get to say he's good for the economy, and they all say stuff like that. No, they don't. This is a man with Nazi tendencies. We're not going to use the word fascist anymore, and we are not going to go through the list. If reporters asked him, "Mr. President, do you think you should stay beyond 8 years?" he'll give you his honest answers because they show themselves. "Mr. President, do you think President people in the press should be put in jail?" he'll answer it. Let's see who is there. By the way, he went into the rant the week after he got the highest approval ratings ever, his 45%. It shows when he is feeling power what he is capable of. I believe he is capable of the worst, and it is time for people to choose sides. No more, it's good for the economy. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.